At Pew Talk Podcast, we know that faith starts in the home. We also know that it can be difficult to take what we hear on Sunday and live it out in our homes the rest of the week. That's because information alone doesn't lead to growth and change. But information that's reflected on and put into practice is much more likely to lead to growth and change. Join us as we hear God's word, reflect on it, and give practical starting points to help you live out your faith in your family and in your community.
Whoop, woo. Well, it's just not the same without Casey. Casey, we miss you. We miss you, Casey.
We do miss you, Casey.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
You're not dead.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
You are coming back, right?
Yes.
We hope
hello
so.
Hello there. Hello there.
Hello.
And hello there.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hi, friends.
Happy Tuesday.
We got a
Tuesday
new intro.
Evening.
It's
Tuesday.
In two, new time, new bat time, new
we
bat
just
channel.
Changed yep. Everything at once.
I've missed
the same
that,
bat channel.
Same I mean, bat, it's, I guess it's the bat, same yeah. bat channel. But we have a new overlay.
Yeah. Ooh, there it is.
Fancy. Yeah.
Hey, friends.
Fancy.
So,
got a little new logo too.
Look at that logo. Ooh. That is, I'm really excited about that logo. Paul did some great work getting us ready for this week. So thank you very much, Paul, for putting all the time into that.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
Yes.
You're welcome. Is that the appropriate yes. answer?
Usually when someone says thank you,
I appreciate your thanks.
The
I appreciate your
you're
thanks.
Welcome is usually that best response there.
You know who's 83 today?
No.
It was 83 or no. who is?
You know who is 83 today?
Vic Van Dyke.
No.
He's passed away, I think.
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh. No, I don't.
Should I know?
Batman?
No. Well, close. Superman's birthday today.
Oh.
He was well, first published. Just want to brought that
okay.
up.
Okay, there you go. Happy birthday, Superman.
And
Clark Kent.
Amazon told me that, so.
There you go.
Oh.
Thanks, Alexa.
Don't say anything out loud.
No, so, she's listening.
Yeah. So for those of you there, I know that there might be some of you who are new to Pew Talk Podcast because we're going live at 7 p.m. Central rather than like 9 in the morning. And so they're probably different people that can watch. Maybe you've used to listen the next day on the podcast. Now you're joining us live. Maybe you've never checked us out before. So we're going to take just a moment to introduce ourselves so you can get to know us a little bit better. I'm Anthony Gerber. I'm one of the pastors at Trinity here in Fremont, Nebraska. And it's good to be with you. I'm going to my left on the video and my beautiful bride.
Is that me?
Yep, that's you. We're going to go around the circle.
Okay. You said left on the video. I'm Stacy Gerber. I'm married to Anthony.
Oh, wait.
I don't have an official job with
him. Officially retired.
In the church. Yeah. Yes, I'm officially retired. And I'm a stay-at-home mom of four children. So
you just relax all day,
we have
right?
kids right now that are 3, 5, 7, and 9. So,
so hey, just nice and relaxing.
Yeah, it's totally
yeah.
sit by the beach with a cocktail all day, every day.
There you go.
I am Lacey Steamer, and I can say I'm currently unemployed because my contract ran out May 31st.
And it didn't renew it.
Yeah, and we haven't renewed it yet. So I work for Trinity Lutheran School. I am
no,
married.
You worked. No.
Yeah. Worked. This is true. Yeah. So I guess I should change.
You want to come back, right?
I would like to come back if they'll take me, but who knows?
We'll see.
Let's see. Yeah, I have two kids. They are 8 and 12. Well, I haven't done this for a long time.
I know.
This
it's been hard. A while since we've done this part.
Threw me for a loop when we're like, we have to introduce ourselves. And I have a husband, and June 23rd will be our 20th wedding anniversary. So now I'll toss it over to Paul over
Hi.
Here.
I'm Paul.
Hey, Paul.
I wanted to be your friend. No, I'm scared.
But he does. This is true.
My name is Paul, and that's all I know. I know, and that's it.
Do you have children, Paul?
I do have children, and I have a wife. And Yay. we just did our 13th anniversary on the 24th of May, and my kids are 11 and 6. Now my daughter's turning. No, she's. I'm sorry. She's 10 right this second. Next Saturday, on Saturday, she's going to be turning 11.
There you go.
And she's super excited about it. Well, she is.
Yeah.
But who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
There might be cake.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I like cake.
Be. So yeah,
I like cupcakes too.
Anyways, we decided. We decided to make this officially an evening. Show because we're all adults and we're tired.
Yeah. Yeah. And
prime time.
And since our children aren't in school, we needed other people to watch our children while
Thank
we.
Thank you, Lori.
Thanks,
Thank
Lori.
You, Lori. Yeah. No, but we're missing one person just so people who are new. We usually have Casey Roberts with us. He is off. He has a personal matter he's taking care of this week, but he'll be back next week, hopefully. But we miss him. And he is, well, I don't know, he does a lot of the youth stuff at Trinity. He does a lot of.
Works with our high school youth
does
right
insurance
now.
Insurance stuff. I don't want to say too much with him. Here, right?
Yeah.
I guess I could just make up stuff. you know.
Yeah, we could.
I mean, they wouldn't know.
No. Oh, he'll know. He'll listen.
No, he'll know.
Yeah. So
I did hear that the Last Jedi is his favorite Star Wars movie.
Yeah, I think Jar Jar Binks is probably his favorite character of all characters.
Jar Jar yeah. Abrams. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
All right. So so what are we? Who are we? Well, you heard who we are, but why are we doing this?
We have no idea.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll wonder that. Sometimes you'll be like, what are they doing? And you might think that we have no idea, but we really do have a why. So at Trinity, one of the things that we've really focused on a lot is that the way that you grow is not on information alone, but information that's reflected on. So, you know, we hear God's word, we reflect on it, and then we put it into practice while being surrounded by people who encourage us and hold us accountable. And so every week we have an opportunity to hear God's word. And, you know, for us, that's at Trinity in Fremont. But that might not, you might not be from Trinity. You might not, or you might be from Trinity and miss a weekend, but still want to reflect on God's word. And that's what we do here is we take an opportunity to take God's word to after hearing God's word, then to reflect on it. And our goal is to model that. So for many of you, you may not have grown up in homes where you talked much about God's word. You may have gone to church often. You may have never stepped foot in the church, but not many of us grew up then talking about it, reflecting on it, and then putting it into practice. And so especially for parents out there, it might be awkward. It might be difficult to reflect on God's word, to talk about, well, what does this mean for us today? And then to talk about, well, how can we live differently because what God has said to us? And so for us here, we want to model what that looks like to reflect on God's word, to just take that text and talk about it. If you've been with us before, we've really focused on the sermon at Trinity. But one thing, kind of some of the feedback that we've gotten is that maybe shuts out a number of you who don't hear the sermon. Again, whether you didn't come to church that weekend and you're a member of Trinity, or you're not connected to Trinity. And so we're going to kind of step back a little bit and take the sermon text typically from Trinity, but really just focus on that reading. So whether or not you were there on Sunday morning, Saturday night, whether or not you heard the sermon, we're really just going to focus on that text. And sometimes it'll go along the lines of what the sermon was, but other times as we read that, as we reflect on it, it might go off in a different direction. But we want you to join us with that. And so there are lots of ways, you know, if you're watching live, comment on Facebook. You can join the conversation. You can shape our conversation.
By your comments.
With your comments, yeah, because we love to interact. And so with all of that being said, this week at Trinity, we started a new series really focused on rocks.
So rock music.
Rock music, yep. So Paul's just going to grab a guitar and shred for us. Is that what you're going to do?
Shred.
Is that what the cool kids are saying?
You're a rocker over there.
Y'all will find out real quick that me and music just go right together, especially like what most people would consider good music. I love me some big band from the 20s, but yeah. So we're going to, the text that got us kicked off this weekend was from, we're going to look at a portion of it from Luke chapter 19. And we're going to look at verses 37 to 40. Stacy is our official Bible reader. So go for it, beautiful lady.
All right. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out."
What do you think the stones would cry out about? You think they're crying? Like my kid cries?
Do you think, what would they cry out about?
No, I'm just saying.
I know.
I'm being a joke.
I know.
That's my job here. Yeah. To say stupid stuff.
No, but
and we ask questions. Yeah. That's how we learn.
That's, yep. So sometimes they're silly questions that take us in a different direction. Sometimes we get to the end of a question and we go, I don't know what that was about.
That's kind of where I'm sitting, as I've seen two children's heads run past this door. Hey. You guys can't see this, but it catches your
focus.
Eye.
Focus.
I know, I can't. And I even took my glasses off. So, you know, but I see little heads.
We need another curtain.
I just keep on thinking, crying out. I just like,
crying. Yeah, I don't think that's what he means.
Really?
Yeah. I think.
Why don't you clarify that then?
Hosanna, right? I think they're praising God. The disciples cried out.
Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Yeah.
So to cry out God's praises.
What to be happy cries.
Yeah.
Cries of joy.
What does the voice of a stone sound like?
That's what I wonder.
It sounds like this.
What's that movie?
Fraggle Rock.
People.
Fraggle Rock?
No.
Oh, The Never-Ending Story. Yes, the best movie ever. The right, Stacey? Crawlers.
Hold on.
Oh, God.
Rock Crawlers, right?
Oh.
That's the Lacey.
Keep talking,
stone.
Lacey.
What are you doing?
Now nope. I get it. Lacey's slow some days.
Stacey is not a fan of The Never-Ending Story.
Really?
I loved that movie, and Stacey had never watched it as a kid.
And so I said, really like the same movie.
Watch this movie. And the whole time she's like,
it's a good movie.
You know what else she's not a fan of?
What? What about Bob? Bob? Are you kidding?
She is not a fan of.
We don't like the same
the
jokes.
Greatest. How did you ever movie get married? Genres. Ever.
So in Never-Ending Story, for people who haven't watched it, I talked to a lot of people this weekend, younger than I, who have not watched it. I know, because I was talking about the saddest part of any movie that
it's
actually
the horse
affected
in the
you.
Sand.
Atreyu and
it's
the horse
in the sand.
I think we've talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. That's the saddest part of any movie that affected my life. Anyways, but in that movie, there was a big rock guy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I had big, strong hands, and you think I could hold on to them, but I could not hold on to them.
They slipped into the nothingness.
They slipped into the nothingness.
Yep.
Is that how it sounded?
This is why people should proclaim God's word.
Yes. Otherwise, it will slip into the nothingness.
There we go. See, we brought it back around.
You're actually welcome. Just to clarify, though, Toy Story. When Buzz finds out that he's a toy and not a...
That's Adder.
That is the saddest.
I disagree.
We'll sermonize on it later.
Sermonize it.
Yeah. The saddest one is, I think it's...
What is your movie?
I was talking.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I think it's Toy Story 3 when they're on the conveyor belt in the recycling plant or the trash plant or something, and they're like, we're all going to go down together, and they're all holding hands, and then all of a sudden the claw comes, the little alien guys, and pick them up and put them down like it was going to be okay, like what Jesus does.
Yes,
he picks you up in times of...
But in Toy Story, when Buzz finds out that he's not a space ranger, everything that he thought that he was, he finds out is a lie, and literally comes crashing down as he tries to prove that he's not just a toy, and takes a dive off of the and then he goes into complete depression until we learn about baptism.
Okay,
we'll talk about that some other time.
But if we're going on that story, so Atreyu has his best friend in the whole world who is overcome by sadness so much so that he gives up, and
so depression is
there was no happy ending there.
No.
There was no claw, and there was no baptism in that moment.
This is true. This is true.
So, which one affected you more?
Boy, the horse.
It's not the path I was expecting to go down.
Anyway, stones.
Okay, so rocks. Let's stop talking about sad movies here.
Oh, man.
What about a happy movie?
Well,
anyways, so the rocks.
I don't know.
The rocks.
So where are you going with the rocks?
Well, so as I was thinking about rocks and stones throughout the Bible, there's so many times in the Bible where stones are erected, altars are put up, they're built of stones because they last forever. And so we started thinking about, and as we were texting together, going through these stones of remembrance. And so a couple weeks ago, we sang a song in the traditional service called Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And so you might know that song. It was one of our wedding songs. So thanks, Dustin, for singing that for us. It'll always leave a great impression. But in there, there's a phrase that says, here I raise my Ebenezer. And that phrase, that Ebenezer, that word comes from 1 Samuel 7. So, Stacey, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Whew. Got it.
All right.
First Samuel 7.
And Stacey's going to read verses 10 to 12.
As Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to attack Israel. But the Lord thundered with a mighty sound that day against the Philistines and threw them into confusion. And they were defeated before Israel. And the men of Israel went out from Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and struck them as far as below Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen and called its name Ebenezer. For he said, till now the Lord has helped us.
So Ebenezer, that name comes from some Hebrew that means that basically the stone of help. All those stones so often are set up as memorials, as remembrance. And so the reason they're set up is so that when they come back to this place, they can remember, well, here is the place that God helped, or here is the place that God rescued, or whatever it is. Those stones are set up. Here is that place. And so that really got me thinking, what are those stones? And they're not going to be stones often in our lives, but what are those things that we set up to remember? Here's where God came through. Here's where God helped. Here's where God really made his self known to me. So I just, what do you think? What are those places in your lives where you you put those Ebenezers, those stones of remembrance, where we have a God who helps? Can you think of specifics?
So you're talking about, like, just to clarify what you're asking.
Yeah.
Are you talking about like a bookmark in our lives that we kind of go, or a marker in our lives that is a turning moment in our walk of faith?
Maybe the turning moment in the walk of faith, or just that remembrance that, all right, I saw God very
clearly
here, and I'm going to do something to remember that.
Okay, well, I don't remember doing anything except for remembering.
Okay.
I've told this story before, and so stop me if you heard it. But when I was younger, I hiked the Appalachian Trail from New Hampshire, Maine into New Hampshire. And the last night, after doing this for a couple of weeks, I was at this lake bed, and it was just like the most perfect night ever. Temperature wise, there was like no sound. The little lake in the mountains was crystal clear. It was almost like a mirror. And I just, for that moment, was the one and only time that I actually felt like true peace. And so yet stone in my brain. I remember that perfectly. And it's kind of one of those things like, oh, I'll eventually get back there.
Yeah.
You know, not to that, maybe that spot, but you know what I mean?
That sense of peace.
Yeah. And maybe that spot again.
I don't know.
Well, I'll never find it again because I don't remember where it was.
Yeah. If I just walk the entire length of the Appalachians, I might find it.
It's in New Hampshire somewhere.
There you go.
Something will stick out.
Anyway, so you have anything? Any stones?
I guess I have a hard time. I shouldn't say hard time, but not so much stones as I think of it as like snapshots. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this snippet of time or this snippet of a moment. And I've got lots of photos hanging up in my home. And every time I walk past them, there's this one, it's Hudson up close, and he was riding his four-wheeler that day, and he's got mud all over his face, but he's just looking up and he's smiling. And it's just one of those sincere, simple moments, you know, and it just, I don't know. It's just one of those things where you see it and it just calms your heart. It, you know, it's just one of those things that you go back and I'm like, oh, we were up at Grandpa's farm. I'm like, Jeff bought the boys' four-wheelers, you know, Hudson's was broken. They fixed it. And then, you know, I kind of think of the process that they went through to up into that moment. And I don't know, I just, it's snippets. It's life goes too fast. You know, all of a sudden it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. I have been looking at a lot of pictures on my phone lately, like past pictures and videos and things. And just kind of that same thought process. This is where we've come from and how fast the days have gone.
Yeah.
But to remember those feelings of, I remember vividly on some of them where we were, what we were doing, how I was feeling.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to go back to those times, and whether or not it was a faith moment.
Yeah.
But just a growth and appreciation moment. And I think specific physical reminders, because we don't have a lot of pictures printed out in our house. We have a few, but we have a few different like Bible verses or hymn quotes or something that we've been gifted along our journey. We have in the basement something that somebody gave us when we left our vicarage. Mm-hmm. And we have one on our shoe cabinet in the entryway that somebody gave us when we left Michigan. And just those reminders, not only of, one of them says from Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. So not just those words, but also this was given to us by the heart keys.
Yep.
They picked that for us.
Yep.
We remember the relationship. We remember our time there. We remember what God has done since then and what he did while we were there. And it's not just that picture. It's everything,
yep,
all the memories and everything attached to that too.
Yeah. And then also that gives us the opportunity when, you know, if somebody asks about that, to be able to tell the whole story. It's not just, I mean, as great as that is, it's not just the Bible verse, right? Right. It is a whole story. For me, it's, I go back to, Bennett's baptismal banner. So all three of our, well, four of our kids, were baptized, in different places, different people. I baptized Sam and Bennett, but we had professors who baptized, different professors who baptized, Landon and Alex when we were at seminary. But so Bennett, though, was, you know, the very first thing that I did when I got to Trinity here in Fremont. I had my ordination, or not my ordination, I always want to say it, my installation here as the pastor. And a lot of times, kind of the, if you look at the hymnal and the traditional way of doing it, then the first thing that the pastor does is consecrate communion for the first time. It was a special service. We weren't going to do communion. It was in the afternoon. And I made, you know, through all this perfect timing, we moved with a 2-week old. Love you, honey. In that process, he hadn't been baptized. And so the first thing I got to do, was baptize Bennett. So there's this cool story with, you know, me coming to Trinity and you know, I will always, you know, I'm planning on being here for many number of years. But that's the, as I look at that banner, it reminds me of that moment, but it also reminds me of what God has done in that place, because every child that, or every person that gets baptized at Trinity gets that banner, gets that reminder of, what God has done. And, you know, we hung it on his crib and then now it's hanging over his bed. And so it's that constant reminder of, look at what God has done in your life. But then it has a bigger picture just for our family, with me being installed and just the connections that we're making and just all of that all together. So, yeah. What about you guys, in Podcastville?
Podcastville.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't know.
Online world.
Yeah. What are some of those big moments that you have captured somewhere where you've seen God working? What are those? How do you remember how God has worked? Or is that something that maybe as a family you can talk through this week? Hey, where are some of those milestones and how can we remember? And maybe even think back to grandparents and great grandparents, because that's how, you know, these stones of remembrance in the Old Testament, it was so that when generations later, when they came back, they would know what those stones meant, not because there was a plaque on the stone, but because they had told that story over and over, and then they finally got to go back and see it.
You know, what's an interesting concept, and you kind of alluded to it, Lacey, for people who are just listening, we talked about the major moments that have these markers, as we were, which is interesting, because when I was hiking, of course, we were above the tree line, they will mark the trail by these pile of rocks saying, this is the way to go. Okay. Anyways, that's just a side point. Anyways, but you were mentioning smaller moments that equal up to bigger moments. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that not everybody has these mile markers on these smaller moments of each step that you took, baby steps,
there you go,
to get to a certain point. And so, I mean, these stones that we're talking about are major. I think you use the word mile marker.
Milestone. Like, I mean, we even use milestones in our lives. Like these big events are these milestones in our lives.
But we're made up of small individual moments.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and I just thought it was interesting because you're bringing up more individual little parts of a bigger story.
Yeah. Which I guess to me, that's how I see God working in my life, is the small things, or all the small things put together equal one big thing. But I don't know, when I stop or if I think about something, I'm like, no, it's the small moments that all add up, that, because I don't know, like we were very blessed. My in-laws took us on a cruise. And I have stolen sand from the beach.
This is confessional.
Yeah, exactly. I stole the sand and the shells, and it's in this big glass bowl that I have in my bedroom. And every time I walk past it, I think of my in-laws. I think of my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law that came with us, and then their three kids and our two kids. And there was, so what, that's 11 of us. So the whole little steamer family all went together on this week-long cruise. lives. And every time I walk past that, I'll think of something that my oldest niece loves green beans. So every meal, our servers always had green beans for her. Or I think of all the times that it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, my kids are like, Mom, we really want ice cream. Because on a cruise ship, there is no time. There's, you know, no one sleeps. So it's like, okay, let's go get ice cream. But, and it's all those little moments. And I'm like, I would have never had that opportunity if I wouldn't have met my husband, if I wouldn't have said yes when we got married. I wouldn't have my in-laws. We wouldn't have been going on a Disney cruise if I stuck with the, no, I'm never having children. So yeah, it's just all those little things that just equal up to something really big in my world. But
well, we're made up of small. You know, I was just thinking of, since we're confessing, when I was younger, we would go on these.
What'd you steal, Paul?
Well, yeah, I'm going to get there. When I was younger, we would go on these trips. And of course, you would have to use the restroom and you would stand there. And you know how you have the plumbing that goes into the standing? Maybe you guys don't.
I don't know if y'all know about the urinals.
But you're standing urine. You know how you have a little part on top that you can usually unscrew? I would take those.
A little, it's, why?
It's just a little. Why? It's just a little cap.
Urinals?
It's just a, I don't know.
Do you have like a whole box of urinal caps?
No, this is something I gave up a couple centuries ago. But
yesterday,
last year, I stopped doing that.
It was something that when I was, you know, I was like 7 or 6, or whatever. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, just take this.
I might know a kid that would do that.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying if we're gonna have a confession time. Yeah, but I don't have that impulsion anymore. I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
I have grown in my baby steps.
There you go.
So, I mean, little baby steps, big baby steps, milestones. These are all aspects of our life as we grow. And as we grow, I mean, this is the reason why I'm always encouraged when my kids fail and then they get back up and like, and get all mad and then mm-hmm. try that again. Because those little moments like that are what make us who we are today. Mm-hmm. And those milestones, it's like, oh, look, finally I can do this thing that I've been practicing for so long.
Right.
And because there were many things that I'm like, oh, I'm just good at this now. I don't even remember when I became good at it. Now I'm just like, oh, I'm just good at it now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's what. So, yeah, Paul, we've talked. I mean, we've worked out together.
We work out.
We CrossFit, you know, whatever.
whatever.
But we set a goal for us last year, you know, this certain, you know, club of deadlift plus squat plus bench press, our maxes.
And goal up to what? So,
1,000. Well, we're going for 1,000 this year. Yeah, that'll be it. That's a big stretch. It was 750. And we got there, but it wasn't because we just showed up on that last day to throw some weight.
I just showed up.
Yeah, you just showed up. But it was because we did.
You're so full.
We put every morning, you know, three days a week, but sometimes it was 5 days a week, and we just kept doing the little things. Same with, you know, another big milestone for a lot of people is graduating high school. You can't just show up on graduation and say, I did it. There's, you know, every day starting in preschool, you're growing a little bit and a little bit, and it all adds up to you finally get to that big milestone. Woohoo, I got there. But it's a culmination of thousands of days.
Huh. I'm not sure if my high school was like the big culmination of anything. I was just like, thank God we're done with this.
Yeah, but you've talked about what your senior year was like, Paul. We're not going to talk about that, but
no, let's not.
But like a lot of these big milestones are culminations of these little baby steps. But then there are also like in this, there are also times where it's just this big thing that happens, that at least for us comes out of the blue, and where we see God working specifically. And that's what, like, you know, in this passage in 1 Samuel, the Israelites don't know what they're going to do. They're going to get beat, in this war. And then God's just like, I got this, and like throws them all into confusion.
What was that? What was that sound?
I think it was whipped cream? Yeah, it was whipped cream.
Cool whip. Okay, sorry.
But throws them into confusion. Throws the Philistines into confusion, and they defeat themselves. And that's, they're able to say, okay, obviously, it's very blatantly obvious that God did this.
So then Ebenezer, stone of help.
Yeah,
help of stone.
Stone of help. Yeah.
So what's Scrooge mean then?
The same thing. Stone of help. But he is a stone. I don't know where Ebenezer Scrooge comes from. comes from.
Well, if you guys know that, I would really like to know. Charles Dickens.
I would too, because it really confused me when it was going around in that text.
It's spelled differently, isn't it?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. That's why I was Ebenezer. Confused.
I thought it was an S in there, Ebenezer.
No. Z. Scrooge has an S in it. But
No. Is it I don't know.
No, I think it's Z. But, you know, the Googles might be able to tell us that.
I don't have the answer.
You guys confuse me, so... My brain's all over the board. I'm just wondering.
He was remembering his past and his present to affect his future. Yeah. So, and, I mean, I bet there's a connection there. I bet you, Charles Dickinson, probably saw.
Dickens.
What did I say?
Dickinson. I'd be like Emily Dickinson.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, different genre. Those writers, they're all the same.
Yeah. More or less.
I think Tara would probably disagree with that.
Well, she's not here, so. Yeah. And according to Casey, she'll get to this about 10 months from now. So,
there we go.
I mean, I was just thinking of how it's still a member berry.
That's a what?
A member berry.
A member berry?
Okay. Let me explain this. Oh, so
wait, is that gummy bears?
No.
Okay.
It's a phenomenon in today's world, in today's movies. It's really annoying that they make a movie and all they do is throw member berries in there going, hey, remember when this happened in this movie that you really liked, but you have to watch this one now, 10 years later. But don't you remember that one 10 years that you really liked a long time ago? So that means this movie's going to be good, right? And you're going to spend a lot of money. That was a member berries. I feel stuck. Okay, like for instance, you watch a new Star Wars movie and they'll be like, remember the first Star Wars movie in 1977 when you actually liked that movie? Here's member berries to show you.
Okay,
that's what I call it. Because and it's really a lazy writing technique because it's just like, we're just going to throw stuff in that we know you like to make all the good feelies. So I call them member berries.
Okay.
I know I have names for everything. There you go. Almost as bad as you. Almost.
Easy peasy.
So this is a new word. This isn't like a
I don't know. There
pop
could
culture
be.
Term.
There could be. Maybe I heard it somewhere.
Maybe Paul starts.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe I said, what do you say?
Member berries.
I've not used that. That would not roll off my tongue like
member berries.
It's a
fine and
it's
dandy
a
like coconut
it's a
candy.
Pun on another word that's not appropriate for this podcast. Okay, so
so we move on.
So, what was I saying?
I don't know. Member sometimes, berries. See, this is what I said. Flashbacks. Sometimes, I said we. I was inclusive. And I said sometimes we'll go off on tangents and not know how we get there. It's not we.
It's just me.
It's just usually Paul or Lacey. Or myself.
But so, like,
in the third person,
we get these. So we get these little events that lead up to the big milestones, and then we get these sometimes big milestones.
Now, do you guys feel like last year with the COOF? Do you feel like that was a milestone? Like, is milestones could be a whole year worth of events, or because those whole year is made up of small little events, it doesn't count.
I mean, it could be a milestone of like, I walked into a store today without wearing a mask. Like that's kind of though like that could be a milestone. Like we got through this. Well, like those are some of those things of, you know, or the you know, a couple of years ago we had the flood in Fremont.
Yeah, that seemed like a member, but not a member. Yeah. That seemed like a milestone.
And so like I've got a couple T-shirts, one from Katie, the comfort dogs, all the comfort dogs in Nebraska. They put together a T-shirt, and I've got one that's, you know, Nebraska strong, but it's also that reminder of Katie, who was literally at Trinity for, you know, Katie the comfort dog, who was literally at Trinity for 3-4 days, you know, just comforting people who didn't know if they'd have a home to go back to. Right. And so when I put that T-shirt on,
you had a memory.
It is all of that. All of that comes back to me. Yeah. And it's just that reminder. This is more than just a T-shirt that I wear because I need to put on a shirt. This is a reminder. I've got a number of friends, I didn't do this, but one of my good friends, her mom or grandma or somebody did that. But you know, made the T-shirt quilts. And so, you know, those, whether it was high school sports or drama or band or choir or whatever, you know, all of the T-shirts that they had gotten over the years, they made a quilt out of it. And I know others have done that, but I'm just thinking back to high school, and they were able, you know, each of those blocks, each of those T-shirts had a specific memory with it. Now, these are just kind of general life things, you know, but when I talked about the banner, that's really, okay, God is doing something specific here. Yeah. And that's really where I want to, you know, encourage you all who are out there listening is in your families, talk about those. Where are those places that you've seen God very specifically?
specifically work in your lives? And I'm not going to give examples because it could be, I mean, it could be so many, it could be so different for all of us. But where have you seen God work in your lives? And do you have something that reminds you of that? Or is it just, oh, this conversation reminded of, well, then what can you set up in your homes to be that monument, to be that stone of remembrance, to be your Ebenezer, to say, this reminds us of when God came to help.
Did you guys buy t-shirts when you went on trips?
Sometimes
not.
Are you guys a t-shirt person, a mug person, one of those stupid little spoons?
Oh, no. The spoons.
How about those? How about the pennies?
A t-shirt or a license plate?
Oh, I love the smash pennies.
The smash pennies. Do you guys do that?
Yes.
My kids like
we haven't. That's a federal offense, so I don't do that.
Oh, is it really?
Destroying money.
You're not supposed to destroy.
It's a penny that cost me $1 to smash it, so I feel like.
But I feel like if they actually have machines that do it, then it's probably not really a federal offense. Okay. But I was told that at one point, and so I just.
The one I have that was smashed by a train track is probably a federal offense.
Did you put it on the train? Never mind. This is not confession time.
No, because I wasn't allowed to be around the trains. I can't remember how I come. I don't know if someone gave. I don't even know. So long ago. Okay.
Well, anyways, did you guys, you when you took your family or you when you're younger, would you do little things like that to have memorabilia?
I didn't do anything like consistently. I'd be like, ooh,
did
I
you
want
ever
this.
Want to? Like I a lot of people collect shot glasses.
Place. Yeah.
They have spoons.
Yeah. I did like shirts. I still kind of.
I think that's probably what I stuck with initially was t-shirts.
T-shirts.
Well, like Pastor Dan this week, he said he used to be a t-shirt person, then he moved to mugs.
Yep.
You know, and he walks around the mug.
Yeah.
So
yep.
I'm not I guess I've never been that way either. I never really collected anything consistently.
Time out. You've never collected anything consistently? Would you look behind you?
While traveling.
Oh, while traveling. Okay.
These might just be all Amazon purchases.
Well, like I have, Lori and I went to the World Series in 2004 when the Red Sox won against the Colorado Rockies. We went to Rockies, and after the game I picked up the paper mm-hmm. from the Colorado Rockies, right? And it was a great night because it was one of those things before we had kids. Lori just calls up, you want to go to the World Series? And I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
You know, actually my I won't say the real thing I said.
Yeah. Yes. You just said, sure.
I just said, thanks. The real thing I said was, does the Pope wear a funny hat? That's what I really said. But so we drove out to Colorado from Kansas City. It was one of those things we pulled up to Motel 8 or whatever. We got a room and then we're like, okay, we're going to go to the ballpark. And these guys were like, hey, come with us. And they took us into Denver. And then we're like, see ya. And we'll find a cab or something later on. And then after the game, because they won, we went to this bar that's owned by the same guy who owns it in Boston. And everybody who was a Boston fan showed up there and we're hanging out. We're like, this is great. And then we go upstairs to this little loft area and the people we drove in with were up there and we're like, hey, and so I ended up getting a ride back with them. And I ended up getting a paper and I have all this stuff and it is somewhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's somewhere. Yeah. Yep.
In a bin, in a tote, in a box, in a basket.
In a tote.
Yeah.
Don't you know? No, I just think it's just funny how we collect these things. But to me, that's a little bit different than when you're talking about an Ebenezer. An Ebenezer is supposed to be something that you pass down generation to generation.
It's what we can use. And again, we're kind of putting our own definition on this because this was a stone that was set in a place to remind as people, as generations came back and as they saw it, to remind them of this is where God moved. It is.
It's the early monument.
It's a monument that doesn't have a plaque on it. But the goal of it was to be able to tell the next generation, to remind the next generation, this is where God worked very specifically.
Yes.
And so
it really is a monument.
Yeah.
This is what happened here in the Civil War. This is what happened here on the 9/11. This is what happened here on Revolutionary War, whatever part of the country you live in. And so it is to remind generation to generation. Pastor Dan brought up Pearl Harbor,
right?
Just to make sure that we remember this. The funny part is that during that sermon, we were talking about it earlier and we're talking about the sermon and I was like, the only thing I really remember was the connection between communion and Passover and the whole remembrance part of it. And it was probably talked about before. It just never clicked until that moment.
Yeah.
How that all worked.
So tell me what you remember
about that.
About that.
Well,
connection.
We knew that the Last Supper was during Passover mm-hmm. and that he used that as a way for them to remember him by doing those things. And that's the reason why we do it so often is a remembrance. So therefore it's a generation to generation, 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 just like they used to have to get together for Passover as a nation and come together and remember that. Because, I mean, really, you really want to break it down even further. I mean, it's like it's kind of a remember berry of when God took them out of Egypt out of chains.
Yes.
Versus when Jesus took us out of chains.
Yes. And so the interesting thing with the way that the Jewish people think and remember is kind of like what we're talking about. You know, Stacy and Lacey, when you were talking about looking at pictures, it literally took you back to that moment. Like you were able to transport yourself back there. And that's the same way that when Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me," when the Jewish people are going through that Passover meal, they're not just doing it like, "Oh, let's think back to this time." They are literally transported back to that time as a remembrance. And that's what we're called to do. Is yes, Jesus has given that for us. It's for the forgiveness of our sins, but it's also to be done in remembrance of Him, so that His name might be proclaimed as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup until He comes again. But it's this opportunity for us to transport ourselves back to remember, but even as visually as possible, to put ourselves at the foot of the cross, to put ourselves at the feet of or around the table to remember what Jesus has done for us.
So is the church building an Ebenezer then?
Explain what you're thinking, but sure. Yes.
You're thinking.
Yeah.
You're building a monument where you are reminded of what God has done in the past and what He continues to do, a place where you remember
the church building or the church itself.
I'm thinking the building.
So I think, when I think of the church building, when you think of the traditional church building, what's the one thing that's visible, that's higher than everything else that you can see from miles away?
The steeple.
The cross on top of the steeple, right? That's the Ebenezer. But also, because I've been thinking about this for a little bit, the altar. So many, and I think the coolest altars are built out of stone and really highlight that. But it takes us back to the Old Testament, but it's also this stone of remembrance, this Ebenezer, and at the same time, this table. Like it's in the shape of a table that we can gather around. But there are lots of those little Ebenezers throughout the church building. But the altar, the baptismal font, a lot of times. We had at St. Louis, where at Concordia, the chapel of St. Timothy and St. Paul.
There's a lot of saints in that word.
Yeah, Titus. Yeah, St. Titus and Timothy. The baptismal font's actually like in the fellowship hall. It's not really fellowship hall, but like on your way in, you go past the baptismal font to go into the chapel. And a lot of people will dip their fingers in that water and cross themselves as they go in as that reminder of their baptism. And so that right there, made out of stone, becomes that Ebenezer of this is the place that God has come to help and come to save.
Dan said, huh? Titus, by the way.
Thanks, Dan. St. Timothy and St. Titus. St. Titus.
He also was driving past a home where he used to
live. Oh, where he used to live?
Well, yeah. He says where we used to live.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. Those places. I remember. I can picture all my old homes.
Those Ebenezers.
Some. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I grew and changed at all of those. Even the ones that, that we lived in for 3 months. Even the one that we were homeless in for a couple weeks while you were first pregnant with Bennett or with Landon. And
you're in a home. Very sensitive to
smell. Yes. We did not have a permanent residence at that point.
For about a month.
We kind of couch hopped for a while.
Yeah, I've been there.
Not pregnant, but
I was there.
We moved off. So between my first year and my second year at seminary, we moved off from off campus to on campus. But we needed to be off campus, or we needed to be out of the place off campus so that they could get somebody else in. There were new people moving in, and the place on campus, we got like the last apartment available. So we just had to wait until it was ready, and it was about a month. And
wow, sounds exciting.
There were some exchange students who were traveling during the same period. So they're like, "You can just stay in our house." Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
So it was an older house. It all worked out. Yeah. And that was definitely, I mean, God's hand obviously was in that. But yeah, very vivid memories of
what is now. I'm going to go a little bit macro on you here. What is the
that means big?
Yeah. What was the I'm going to call them Ebenezers, but like Dan showed basically Utah.
Yep.
What's one of the biggest Ebenezers that you've seen or witnessed or looked at that really reminded you of God's creation? What was the one thing that you
for me? It's always mountaintop.
Yeah.
Like literal on top of a mountain. Yeah. So when we like Breckenridge on top of the Peak 10 is my favorite to ski. So anytime I get up there on the top of the lift and I just look out, like,
amazing.
Yeah. And there's like, there's a little town and all the little people and how small we are in comparison to all that God made and all that he is.
Oh yeah.
But also in my whole family and my dad's parents traveled to Austria with my brother on a band trip when I was in, that one was when I was a freshman in college, I think. But we went to Innsbruck and went up in the Alps there. And that was even more like, I've been on mountains, but this is different continent, different mountains, different
they're
country.
Older and higher.
Yes. And just the history of those mountains too. Like people cross these mountains to come to safety. Like it was just that real.
Yeah. I'm a big mountain person too. You know, it's funny. This has nothing to do with actually being there, but I really liked the Lord of the Ring trilogy. And one of the biggest part of the first movie is them just walking across the mountain, because half the movie is them walking. But I remember sitting there physically going, wow, what a great world God created in, you know, as I'm watching this fantasy movie.
Yeah.
Though, I mean, Tolkien was known to be a Christian. So there's probably symbolism in that anyways. But I'm just saying it was one of those, even though I wasn't there, it was still a TV, but whatever.
Well, you could see it.
Yeah. I mean, I've hiked a lot of mountains in my life, and I would agree with you. Those are the times that you look out and go, wow. That's why I always bring up the whole, you know, is every hair on your head, because as you look out and you go, wow, I'm so small. Mm-hmm. And yet.
Yeah. And yet.
I am not.
Right. Not insignificant.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I've always been a big fan of space as well. Looking out into the stars, looking at, especially when they colorize them. And it's like, oh, that's beautiful. I don't know if it really looks like that, but.
But it's beautiful.
Yeah. They know we don't know, so they can do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys see? You have Lacey, and Casey.
I don't know. I can't like pinpoint one. You know, simplicity. My granny lives up in Fontenelle and has the house that they built forever ago has this huge window. And it looks out over the Elkhorn River.
Sure.
Yeah, that sounds right.
A river.
But it's gorgeous because their house is up on a hill, or as hilly as you can get in, you know, Nebraska. But then everything else is down. So you see the river, but then at nighttime you see the skyline of Fremont and you see all the little lights and you see, it's just gorgeous. And ever since I was a little girl, I just remember seeing that and looking at that and being like, wow. It's just cool. Because it's just still, you see the river, you see the trees, you see the sandbar, and then off in the distance, you see the city. Mm. And I don't know. I just loved it.
Yeah.
And then like the Aurora Borealis or Northern Lights, that I think is gorgeous also. It's just one of those things that it's like, how can that even happen? You know,
never seen that in person.
I have. It was in high school and we were down on the river having a bonfire and all of a sudden we looked up and it was the coolest thing ever. It was just gorgeous to see. And my folks have a cabin up in Canada and they see the Northern Lights often, not Canada. It's close to Canada in Baudette, Minnesota. And they see them often, you know.
Nice.
So
have you ever seen the Aurora Borealis?
I have not. No.
It's cool.
Apparently we're not cool enough to see.
No, it's not. Just
someday.
You know, I don't know. Maybe. Same with oceans. Oceans are just stand on
vast amounts of water.
I don't know. I guess I'm not a mountain person. I've not ever hiked. I've not ever, well, can't count Crescent. That's not even a mountain. But I've never really skied, you know. So I can't say that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I've seen mountains, like,
well, yeah, but
not ever been up on them and looked down. Yeah. So my view is a little different.
But this is the wonderfulness of God. I mean, the view from the mountain, but the view. I know a lot of people whose views of ocean or the lakes or those kind of things, which don't really float my boat.
Right.
That's where they see God. They don't see it in mountains. I see it in mountains because I grew up around them and it's kind of like those member berries. I climbed them and they're a perfect metaphor for so many things, but so is water.
Yeah.
And so is the ocean,
yep.
You know, and we talk about it often. It's like, oh, when that mountain's in your way, you know, move it. And when the ocean is coming up and drowning you, who's going to pick you out? I mean, it's just like those metaphors are all over the place.
Yeah.
And so it's just,
not only are they metaphors, but we literally saw Jesus pull somebody out of the raging seas.
Correct.
And so that metaphor is a member berry of Jesus literally. All right, there he does. So now, so add member berries to our our
hashtag.
Between our, that and koof, we'll get it going.
I cannot remember berries.
Remember berries.
Is that Harry Potter?
Remember all?
No.
Someone's got a remember all.
Yeah, that's Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's Harry. That's Neville. That's what's going through my head. Not member berries.
All right. So
I know.
So again, our goal here is to model what it looks like to reflect on God's word. And there are times we would, you know, that maybe you're like, oh yeah, I'm getting where you're, you know, where you're heading with that. And maybe there are times where like, man, I really, as I was hearing that text or that phrase, I was going in a different direction. Great. Do that, you know, in your families, get a group of couples, get a group of individuals, get a group of families together to reflect on God's word. And, you know, you can follow along, you know, pick whatever was in the sermon, you know, this past week, or choose a reading plan that you can read together. But we're going to keep coming back week after week, reflecting on God's word. We would love for you to reflect with us. But we'd also encourage you to reflect on God's word at home, and with others, surrounded by those who can encourage you and hold you accountable. But don't just stop at the reflecting, right? So we're going to go home. We're going to go to our homes, and we're going to talk about some of these things and see if there are ways that we can literally physically set up some Ebenezers. At least Stacy and I are. I'm not speaking for you. But this is something that we're going to be talking about in our family, is how we might physically set up these Ebenezers to remind us of who God is and how he always comes to the aid of his people.
I can't confirm or deny that my Ebenezer is going to look like a duck with a top hat on and a nightgown. Yeah. I'm not.
Okay.
That might be the most bizarre Ebenezer ever.
There you go.
As long as it reminds you of what God has done.
Have you carved this out of stone?
Oh, my. Oh, my.
All right. So,
speaking of
on memories. Ducks with top hats and nightgowns.
All right. You guys have seen A Christmas Carol from the Disney.
Scrooge.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a joke. Everything's a joke.
Yes.
Not everything. I think some of this was very serious.
I really feel like everybody's lost their sense of humor.
I did not get your reference there. That's on me.
We don't drink coffee in the eve time. I'm like four cups in at 9 o'clock in the morning. Mm. It's now 8 o'clock at night. Or my pajamas.
All right.
On the duck.
There you go. All right. Stacy, would you close? Yep. You are our Bible reader and prayer tonight. So would you close us?
Yes. Dear Lord, we thank you for this time to gather around to discuss and reflect on your word, Lord. We thank you for the accessibility of your word, that we can read the Bible wherever we are. And we thank you for the opportunity to talk about it, to speak freely. We have the freedom to do that here, Lord. And we just ask that as we continue to reflect, that you would help us to set up these monuments, these Ebenezers, something that is meaningful, Lord, to remind us of what you have done for us. You are constantly at work in and around us. Lord, help us to erect these monuments that can remind us of what you've done and what you are doing, Lord, that we may never doubt your presence, we may never doubt your work, but that we may move forward each day with the strength of your work and your word. Will you just pray for our listeners, Lord? We thank you for all of them out there that are doing this with us, Lord, that you would spur us all on to know you better, to love each other better, to encourage each other better. And we ask these in your name. Amen.
Well,
amen.
Thanks for joining us.
Uh-huh.
And
like, subscribe, share, follow.
Yeah, I know. I have all that in the bottom.
There it is.
Yeah, I know. I think it's like a requirement. You have to say these things.
Yeah.
So tell us whether or not you liked it, whether or not you went, what do you want to change? Tell us about how you're going
to. I'd love to hear what your Ebenezers are. And also
some ideas. Share.
Share your ideas. You know, check out if you're connected to this podcast and the video through the Trinity Facebook page, the church Facebook page, or the school Facebook page. We'd encourage you to check out the Pew Talk podcast Facebook page. Throw up some pictures, throw up some comments, some posts about your Ebenezers.
Yeah. And if you want to share it with somebody, I mean, we do kind of archive these over at YouTube. And so that's the easiest way to copy a link and send it to somebody. Yep. And
to find the video. But they're also the audio recording will go out tomorrow morning. Ish.
Sure.
So
less time now.
All right.
All right. Well, we thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll catch you later.
Bye. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us this week. We pray that the Holy Spirit has used this time to focus you in on the one thing that you can practice this week as you live out your faith in your family and in your community. If you found this helpful, feel free to share it with a friend. If you would like to support the work that God is doing through Trinity Fremont, you can text a donation to 1-844-353-5782, or you can give online at www.trinityfremont.com/donate. Yeah.